Hi, this is Alan Chartok here with Professor Brad Hayes, Associate Professor of Political Science at Union College, an expert in so many things I can hardly count them all off. I want to talk to you a little bit about the Russian hacking of the elections, Brad. It seems almost incredible that we could know what we know, that the intelligence agencies of this country say, yeah, they got involved in our election. They wanted Trump to win, and they put stuff out that would hurt Hillary. You know, if they could prove, right, if they could prove that Trump and Vladimir Putin had a direct line and that agreed to do this, that would be treasonous. But that's not happening.
I mean, I think I'm as stunned as anyone as to what happened. And I guess I'm probably more stunned by the aftermath, the degree to which there's a certain kind of nonchalance about this, certainly by Trump himself, right? I mean, Trump has, of course, denied. He's basically rejected the idea until he had that security briefing where he you know, releases this really bland statement that, you know, I guess it's possible that it was Russia, but there are also all these other people, and, you know, we need to, you know, fix cybersecurity. But there doesn't seem to be this alarm about, you know, what is at stake, the degree to which Russia attempted to mess with something central, our sovereignty, right, to mess with the voice, the authoritative voice of the people, and a desire to take concrete steps to combat this. I mean, in many ways, the thing that confuses me politically is why Trump isn't taking this on. I think he would gain more legitimacy if he took this on, you know, with a big stick. In other words, if he said, yes, they did it. Yes, we are going to respond. And we are going to, you know, bring sanctions to bear. We are going to respond in terms of a cyber response. We will never let this happen again. Right? That's what leadership is, right? And the degree to which he's been unwilling to acknowledge this almost at all, it seems to me to almost kind of delegitimate. I mean, you know, you hear the whispers then, like, oh, you know, is something else going on that he's, you know, is he, you know, trying to do something with Putin? You know, those kinds of things. And I don't think that's really what's going on. But it's like you hear that in part because his response has been to deny, or it's been muted, or it's just been weak at a time when you would expect a really strong response. So it is really curious.
OK, so that leads me to indulge myself for a moment and to ask you this. You're a professor of political science. You understand what this is about. One of the things we have in this country is a peaceful transference of power. We see that because in the inauguration, most of the ex-presidents who are living are showing up. Not that they like them, they don't like them, but they're showing up to assure that. Now, before the election was even commenced, he said he thought, Trump, that this election was going to be rigged. I frankly thought it was one of the most despicable things he could have done, because he was undermining the peaceful transference of power in this country. Do you agree with that?
I do agree with that, that he was undermining that. That, I mean, he was trying to sow seeds of doubt, particularly among his supporters, that if he lost, the only way he could have lost is if there was some kind of malarkey. That is an extraordinarily dangerous precedent. But one of the things that we know about Trump is that he just doesn't seem to care very much about democratic principles. Yeah. I mean, like, you know, that I'm not saying that he isn't going to abide by them, but importantly, he just doesn't seem to care about them. I mean, he hasn't been in governance, right? I mean, one of the things that I think is remarkable about people that have spent a lifetime in politics is that they understand deeply what it takes to govern, how fragile governance can be, and how much we need to protect the democratic process. You know, you hear that on the left and on the right from people that have experienced it over the course of their lifetime. You don't get that with Trump. And that may be partly about his, you know, his experience to date. You know, he has not spent much time in this realm. You know, it may be about his inclination. I'm not sure about this. But whatever the case, you do not hear a lot of, you know, a deep commitment to democratic principles in his speech.
OK, now, Brad Hayes, I know you're not going to like this because I think you're a little bit more moderate than I am, but I may be right. If you're willing to undermine the fabric of American democracy by saying this election is going to be rigged. Let's say, by the way, his numbers, his pollsters will tell you, are going down and down. So are quite low, and they tend to get lower as the time goes on. Let's say he comes into the next election. Now he's the president. He has control of a great deal. He has a lot of power. What if he says this election is going to be rigged the way he did the first time, and therefore we can't have it?
So many people have suggested that this is a test of our institutions, right? Because of the way in which Trump has sowed these seeds of doubt, has not showed a strong commitment to existing institutions, has seemed to play fast and loose with the Constitution itself, that we are now testing our institutions to see, in fact, how strong they are. One of the things that is notable, though, in thinking about the election, is the ways in which the United States has diffused power throughout the system, right? So if you think about, okay, I will cancel elections, something along those lines, I, president, will cancel elections. Well, most of the elections actually aren't run by the federal executive, right? That in fact we have kind of state level control over the mechanisms of elections. So it's in thinking about the ways in which power is divided in the United States, this is a useful time to have divided government if in fact you are concerned about the ways in which Trump will govern and the ways in which he may try to consolidate power. It's extraordinarily difficult in the United States to grab power in the ways in which others have been able to do it. I'm not saying that it's impossible. I don't mean to suggest that. I mean, but I think it suggests that you have to make kind of broad sweeping moves. And because power is so divided, you have to have a lot of people to go with you. As you've suggested, his numbers are already low. And the question is, how low do they need to go before, his own party begins getting off the train? Yeah. And I think in some ways, we see that even to take this back to the hacking, right? You already begin to see dividing lines in the Republican Party. And not just on the issue of hacking, but we see it in other places as well. And some of that's that tension between kind of the old guard in the Republican Party and the kind of the new populist wing. We'll have to see, what that battle for control over the Republican Party looks like and the way it plays out on a variety of dimensions. But in thinking about, attempting to consolidate power in that way, not only do you have to be concerned with the size and strength of your coalition, but you have to think about it in terms of the various levels of government. And that's a very difficult, that's a very challenging thing, particularly given the degree to which we see the opposition kind of getting ready. And so in places like California, in New York, there have been already efforts to prepare for what the Trump administration is going to look like and to combat it in institutions that are perceived as kind of more neutral, like the courts. So in that sense, I think that, those concerns, I think are there and obviously we'll have to attend to them as they go forward. But it's just extraordinarily difficult, I think, to consolidate power in the way in which our system is set up.
Professor Brad Hayes, I hope you're right, or as the old saying goes, from your lips to God's ear. In the meantime, we thank you for being here. Brad Hayes is associate professor of political science, our in-house scholar, right here at WAMC. Thank you so much, Brad.
Thank you.